Amazon buy a nuclear power station. The self-charging wearable devices and the humane AI pin gets slammed.
This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the most interesting stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who like to keep themselves informed and educated about the latest developments from around the world. I'm Miles Dillon and I believe that AI is going to have a positive impact on our lives, but those people who continually learn and adapt to the changes it brings will be the ones who benefit the most. Let's get into it for this week.
First story I have to jump in with is the reviewer, YouTuber, Marcus Brownlee. He's this massive YouTube tech reviewer. So, you know, he gets access to all these new products really early, like the Apple Vision Pro and like the new iPhone and new Samsung phone, Tesla cars. He gets access to all those things and then he does these reviews about them. But, you know, the product companies don't know what he's going to say about the products. He's very unbiased about it. And Marcus Brownlee, how many subscribers has this guy got? Dude, he's got 20 million subscribers and his videos have a total of 3.93 billion downloads in total. Man, he's a massive deal. He is probably the most influential tech kind of commentator that there is out there. I know no one's ever heard of him. I hadn't really heard of him until I really started getting into AI and looking at all the product releases. So I've become familiar with him over the last couple of years. But he has just reviewed the Humane AI pin. Now, if you go back a bunch of episodes, I talk about this maybe 20 episodes back. This is a little device that sticks on your shirt. I'm not going to go into it too much. And it can, it's billed, or the way they bill it is that it was going to replace screen phones. So they were going to get rid of screens and everything was going to become integrated with your life. And you can, it's got a little projector on it. If you need to look at something, it can speak to you. You can speak to it. It's all voice operated and you don't need to engage with the screen ever. And it was going to be the iPhone killer. That is what it was billed as. And I was very excited about that. And I was looking forward to having this device where I didn't have to look at my screen the whole time and get sucked into doom scrolling, which I often can do. But Marcus Brownlee has absolutely killed it. The title of his video is this the worst product I have ever reviewed? And then you click on and it's the Humane AI pin. Like the title is super negative. The review actually, when you watch it, is quite balanced. So he's kind of, he is saying some good things about it and he does say some stuff that he enjoyed about it. But the end of the video, he says, this is the worst product ever. I don't really see why they would bring this out. If you're going to kill the iPhone, it's got to be 100 times better. There's so many things about it that just don't work. It's very slow. When you talk to it and ask it questions, you know, it goes into the cloud, takes ages to process that request, and then eventually comes back with an answer. And he does a few things where he uses the camera to look around him and it sort of says, he says, what am I looking at here? Or what is this thing? And he's taking a picture of a Tesla Cybertruck. And in the time that it takes for the Humane AI pin to process what it is, he's gone on his phone, Googled it, and it's come back showing them that it's a Cybertruck. Or he says, hey, what's some good Asian food to eat in this area? And at the length of time it takes to process the information and come back, he's already Googled it on his phone. So he's saying, what's the point of this if it can't be better or faster than an iPhone? It just makes no sense whatsoever. The pushback from that is a lot of people have been saying that he has too much power and he has the ability to destroy companies, you know, in 45 seconds is the length of time it took him to destroy Humane. The problem is that there are also other tech reporters who are not as influential as him, but all saying the same thing. What is the point of this product? And I find this very disappointing because I obviously haven't got access to this yet, but I was really looking forward to getting one and I thought it was going to be so good to kill the iPhone, but it looks like it's not. Amazon, or more specifically, Amazon Web Services, has purchased a data center from Talon Energy and the adjoining nuclear power station in a $650 million deal. Now, this move aligns with a growing interest in nuclear energy. And we saw last year in COP28 that they pledged to triple nuclear generation capacity by 2050. So stuff is moving back in the nuclear direction, although a little bit slowly at the moment. Big tech demand for power driven by artificial intelligence and data centers could exceed 1,000 terawatts per hour by 2026, creating a huge market for nuclear energy. We've also seen Bill Gates and Sam Altman are among other people supporting nuclear technology, advocating for kind of smaller modular nuclear reactors rather than these huge construction sites that take like 15, 20 years to build. They're going for like smaller ones, which is what this Amazon Web Services purchase is. Now, Amazon Web Service have avoided explicitly mentioning nuclear energy in their statement. they're sort of talking about diversifying their energy sources, carbon-free energy sources, all a bunch of like flowery green language around nuclear. And I was listening to a chap who is pushing nuclear energy, this nuclear energy entrepreneur, and he is saying, or he was saying, this podcast I listened to, that they are trying to rebrand nuclear energy, or he is, to be calling it fusion energy because of all of the negative connotations that Amazon are obviously aware of. And they're not saying nuclear energy, they're saying all these other words. They haven't called it fusion power, but this guy I was listening to was saying, let's call it fusion power from now on, because nuclear just sounds so bad and so negative. Despite a little bit of online enthusiasm for nuclear energy among tech enthusiasts, offline engagement has been pretty bad. There haven't really been many new projects coming online, and maybe the new drive into energy could actually come from some big tech. Some of the benefits of fusion power, should we call it, is lower carbon emissions, reliable and stable energy constantly, high energy density, so they need a small amount of fuel produces a large quantity of electricity. It's energy security, it has a long lifespan, and is extremely economical, so it also creates a absolute shed load of jobs. And I don't really know what I fully think about it. Obviously, I know nothing about it, but the podcast I listened to on fusion energy sounded pretty promising. And the reason why stuff moved away from nuclear energy is because of the threat of nuclear war, and every person in the world was like, nuclear is bad. So I don't know if Amazon will be able to like relaunch this, and the amount of energy that they need for processing and powering these chips is huge. So Amazon obviously looking, thinking, we need to do something, and nuclear or fusion looks like it could be the way forwards. Now, for someone who is into tech stuff like me, I am surprisingly, or maybe you will be surprised, that I don't have that many tech devices. I don't have one of those Apple-y watches or a Clever watch. I just got wireless headphones and I'm not really enjoying them, so I might even go back to my wired ones. I haven't got any other things that I charge. And one of the reasons is that I charge my phone and I find that annoying enough already. And I just don't want to have like five different devices plugged in my kitchen and making it look all messy. So this next story about self-charging wearables actually could persuade me to get into some of the other devices that I think are really cool, but I just don't want to get, because I can't be bothered to charge them every day or every other day. Researchers at Sweden's Linköping University developed this pevosiskite light emitting diode, PE-LEDs, for multifunctional display. So it's a watch, and the watch face historically can have one section that detects light and one section that emits light, so is the screen, and one that receives light. And what they've developed is a screen that can both absorb light and give light out, and you know, create an interface and a touch interface as well. These demonstrate that it is possible to absorb light and give it out at the same time. And the basic, I've gone into it, is super complicated, and I had to type into ChatGPT, explain this to me like I'm a child. And all it means is that these watches can absorb light and turn that into energy. They have the capability to charge themselves using ambient light, and this is achieved through the photovoltaic effect, which is where the PLEDs harness ambient illumination to generate electrical energy, therefore charging devices. Now, this is really cool, and I was wondering if there are any other things that can charge devices like while it's moving. And the only thing I found is salt charging, which researchers at NUS University in Singapore are also developing. And this story is from only a few weeks ago, published in the Advanced Materials Journal. Now, what happens here with salt charging is this. Salt loves water. It has a special property when it really likes to soak up water from the air around it. And imagine the salt as a sponge that sort of sucks up water whenever it's nearby. Now, it separates the salt, and when the salt soaks up water, it undergoes a change where the parts split apart a little bit. Think of pulling two magnets apart, and they create a kind of pull between them. That's the salt particles. This then creates electricity, and this is the part that's really cool. It creates kind of electric energy. It's a bit like when you rub a balloon on your hair and then you stick it on the wall, except here, instead of a balloon, it's salt and water creating a kind of electric charge. Now, this can be stored, and the salt makes electricity when it soaks up the water, but it also can store some of the electricity in the salt particles later. It's like having a battery in the salt. Now, these researchers have found a way to store that electricity in a battery pack, and they are now starting to get ready to roll it out into very small devices like watches, but not very complicated watches. Imagine your old Casio watch, which is the kind of watch that I have. you would have it's slightly chunkier than a Casio watch, but it would be salt particles in there moving back and forward from water or absorbing water in the air, and that is creating enough electric charge to power a small watch. So I thought this was a really cool story, and I'm really looking forward to how this could potentially change the whole battery scene and the whole charging scene, and then get rid of that whole lithium thing, which we know is an awful kind of how to describe it. It's an awful mining process, and it's done in some of the most awful conditions in the world. If you've not seen that Joe Rogan episode where the guy's gone into some of the mining places, it's absolutely awful. It's like sort of pre-industrial revolution mining conditions. So lithium is just mined in terrible, terrible ways. And everybody who's got an iPhone or a computer, we've all got it in our devices. So if we could move away from lithium, that'd be fantastic. Or even better, moving to PLEDs that self-charge themselves. What's up, everyone? Thank you for listening this week. Sorry if you noticed, a few of you have noticed, and you emailed me asking if I was okay. Thank you so much. That I didn't do an episode last week. I was away on holiday for 2 weeks. I had a lovely time. And the first week I managed to do a sort of episode where I read that article. I don't know if you caught that. But the second week, I just was slammed with just hanging out with kids, doing stuff. And I just wasn't on internet enough to be catching up with stories or even posting. So that's it. I just had a week off, but I hope you enjoyed this week. Please share it, send it to your friends. Peace. Bye.